Was the night before Shiyun that all through the jerk, not a creature was stirring the Chardina, so it burnt. The Prainshahi was hung by the Kumin with care in the hope that Gyazdor soon would be there. The Chuchina Iwapi was nestled all snug under Pijina, while dreams of Kruschikis was mixed with Charnina. Stella in her babushka and I in my chopka had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. Then, out on the lawn, there arose such a noise, Pa must be home with some of the boys. From the Pijina to the Alkno, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutter with a terrible crash. The moon on the snow was ghostly and white. I looked all around. Pa was nowhere in sight. But what to my wondering Achi should appear but a miniature Sanki and eight tiny Sarna. A little old driver, just like in the Shunchka. It was Gyazdor, chewing on a jelly-filled punchka. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he shouted and whistled and called them by name. Now Stanley, now Yutch, now Kashmir and Stash, on Zygmunt, on Ben, on Clement and Boleslas. Up to the housetops his coursers they flew, a Sanki full of Zabatki and Gyazdor too. Then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the Tainchish and Krokoviak of each tiny hoof. I drew in my head and was turning around when down the Kumin Gyazdor came with a bound. He was dressed all in futro from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all covered with ashes and soot. A vodak full of zabatki had flung on his back, and he looked like a petlas just opening his pack. His achi did twinkle, his dimples were merry. He had shavona poliki and nose like a cherry. His usta was covered with traces of prune whip, and I looked at his brada, and did I ever flip? He was round and groovy, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. His legs were so short he should have worn stilts, and he shook when he laughed like a bowl full of zilts.
Dzień dobry, he said.
Dzień Korya, I replied. When he answered, Dzień Krupa, I pretty near died. Don't you mean Dzień Autry?
What are you, wise guy or mrook? I said Dzień Krupa. I'm no cowboy. I'm a cool cat.
That's all that he said and went straight to his work. He filled all the Prainshahi, then turned with a jerk. And laying a finger aside of his nose, as I pushed from beneath, up the Kumin he rose. He sprang to his Sanki, to his Sarna gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the shot from a pistol. But I still hear him shout as I sleep on my cot,
Tazalik Shiyun to all, and to all a Dobranot!